Oil has sold off recently with the overall downturn in the markets, but your price at the pump has barely budged. The government could be one of the reasons why. ExxonMobil is fighting the federal government to keep control of the biggest oil discovery in over a decade. The Department of the Interior, which regulates offshore drilling, is pointing to safety concerns to explain its canceled lease with Exxon at the site of this enormous find. But is this just a fabricated excuse so the feds can usurp spoils from a site they didn't discover? Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business reporter and my colleague Sandra Smith, Christopher Hahn, Democratic strategist, and Catherine Mangu Ward, Reason Magazine senior editor. Sandra, to you first. Are you surprised that the feds are going to claim ownership of something that somebody else discovered?
I'm afraid you're going to be a bit shocked at my response to this, Judge, because
I
tend to defend the big oil companies. I think they're picked on and they're criticized. They pay a lot of taxes in this country, and they provide us with oil.
Well, their customers pay the taxes, let's be clear.
Hold on. To be fair, however, these were not canceled leases, Judge. These were leases that did expire. And when leases expire, you have to go back to the government and request them again. If they were rejected because of safety concerns, we need to know what those are. Come on, you're going to defend that point, aren't you? The fact that if they did not meet the legal requirements to extend that lease, I'd be interested to see what they are.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I want to see if Catherine Mangu Ward agrees with me. The Department of the Interior has no business regulating what goes on underneath the earth. The government doesn't know anything more about drilling oil than it does about delivering the mail. How about if Exxon owns the dirt under the earth and decides what to do with its own property? What do you think about that, Catherine Mangu Ward?
You know, the Department of the Interior is hardly a high-functioning government agency, if that's not already a contradiction in terms. They've had some problems with BP, and the pretense that somehow they are standing between, the American people or the world and a huge safety disaster here, I think is a little bit insulting.
All right.
There's a lot going on, but it's mostly bureaucratic butt covering.
Chris, you're a lawyer.
I am.
And you know that the Department of the Interior is engaged in protracted litigation before Judge Martin Feldman in New Orleans. And you know that he's held them in contempt three or four times because they don't want to issue permits, leases for more drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. You also know, as a Democratic strategist, the concept of this administration allowing more drilling in the proximity of where BP happened is political anathema. Take it from there.
Listen, bottom line is this. Two points. One, the government should take advantage of any opportunity they have to bring more revenue into this country, whether it means saying, hey, listen, you didn't dot your I's. You did not dot your I's or cross your T's. I'm your attorney. You take them to court. You take that money as best you can. That's what you would tell your client if you were representing them. That's what I would tell my client if I was representing them. Two, in the Gulf of Mexico, what's happening right now is there's a lot of drilling going on, more drilling going on than went on during the Bush administration. There's a lot of demagoguing about what's happening, but the MMS has serious problems. I agree with that. It needs to be revised.
The MMS is an agency that actually does the regulating.
Right, but the oil industry, I think what happened here is that Exxon is so used to pushing them around as they did during the Bush years for 8 years that now they figured, hey, let me let my lease expire. We'll get
they
to
were
it.
Late.
We'll get
All right,
to
can,
it.
Can this be a fair trial before a jury in New Orleans as to who owns this property? Or is Hahn right that the default position always goes to the government?
The government, bottom line, owns the property.
It does own the property.
It owns the property.
Well, how did the government get the deed? How did the government get the deed to that
property? It got it from the king. You know that.
Judge,
it got it from the king.
It got it from the king. They got it from Napoleon.
The king of France.
1812.
Yes, that's right.
Without a doubt, they own the property. Should Exxon have access to this? You can make a strong argument that, yes, we need to drill as much as we can in this country. However, this industry has to be regulated. I want to know why they're putting a stop to it.
Catherine, who could more efficiently get oil out of the earth? The bureaucrats that can't deliver the mail or the people that do it for profit?
We're always going to have a completely schizophrenic attitude toward Exxon, though, Judge. You got to admit that. People want cheap gas.
That's right.
And then they want to stick it to the gas companies. And, you know, you can't have both. Sorry.
All right, Chris, quickly.
Last point. Bottom line is this. The government this is the people's oil. It's not Exxon's oil. It's not the government's oil. We own that oil. It's the commons. The purpose of government is to protect
switching
the commons.
Switching gears,
that's
Mr. People's oil. Mounting fears that Europe's debt crisis could spill into the United States banking system are fueling a massive sell-off in the stock market today, with the Dow tumbling 419 points. bad news. And reports leaked from the Federal Reserve show it's increasingly concerned about U.S. operations with many large European banks. They're using the L word, Sandra. L as in Lehman Brothers, which sparked the 2008 financial crisis bailouts and all. It's used to ease such concerns with its money printing solution, but the Fed has already done that twice and it's been a failure. Now, you know, because you watch this stuff for a living. These banks all own each other's notes. Is there a reason for American banks to worry when European banks go down? And what? If so, I'm sure the answer is yes. Should the Fed get involved?
You know, arguably they already did. When you look at the amount of money that was on reserve by these foreign financial institutions here in the U.S., we saw it go up to record levels. Guess what? Right about the time of QE2, Judge, they were arguably propped up then. They may continue to be if we get another round of quantitative easing.
Let me get this straight, Catherine Mangu Ward. Ben Bernanke, who has already printed $16 trillion, more than the federal government's debt, is about to print some more and ship it over to Rome or Lisbon or Dublin or Athens. Do I hear that right?
You know, this is a really complicated issue, but I think at base it's very, very simple, which is there will probably be more defaults. If there are more defaults, there will probably be more bailouts. And if there are more bailouts, whether, you know, whatever form they take,
all right,
taxpayers are on the hook.
Chris, we have
taxpayers
less than a minute. Let me guess. This is the People's Bank of the
Stop. I realize how bad that sounded now. I wish I could pull it back.
It was great, Chris.
Bottom line is this. Listen, there could be no more bailouts in the big B version of it, but there will be another round of QE3 because it's the only fiscal weapon the president has to combat.
QE3 domestically. We're talking about domestically, not to European banks.
I don't know where it's going to go, but we're not going to be bailing out European banks. The president can't do it. Congress won't let him do it. The people of this country won't let him do it.
We hold the Spanish and Italian bonds. I mean, we're much in the thick of this as any of these foreign banks
are. Catherine Mangu Ward, Chris Hahn, Sandra Smith.
Thanks,
it's a pleasure, guys. Thanks much.
For having us.
Back with a tale of the triumph of human freedom over the state's shackles that bind us. Right after this.